You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 140 of the Time Hackers Podcast. Today, I'm actually answering an email that I got from one of you, from one of the listeners, and I think it's going to be relevant for most of you out there. So this is why I'm making a special episode about it. And it also relates to episode 139, our latest episode about guilt in making choices. So the question that I got was about creative guilt. The person that wrote to me, she creates comics. And she told me that although she has a dedicated day in a week where she goes and works on comics that are her private creative outlet, nothing that will bring her income or money or more job opportunities, and yet during the rest of the week, whenever she has a few minutes that she invests in something personal, in creating something that is not directly gonna bring her more income, she feels guilt, creative guilt. And she asked if I have any thoughts on that or what I would suggest doing. So the first thing that I need to clarify is that it does not relate only to creative guilt. In fact, anything that is not considered a must for many people creates and generates the sense of guilt. I should be doing laundry. I should be picking up a friend, or I should be doing something that is really, really important, and yet I'm doing something that is not directly driven from my to-do list. Therefore, I'm lazy, I'm a procrastinator, I feel guilty, I'm bad, I'm not doing what I need to do, blah, 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 blah. Okay, first things first. The fact that we even think in this format of I have a list, and if I'm doing something that's not on the list, it means that I'm bad because the list is always good. This is something that was created by years of being in schools and kindergarten and high schools and colleges, because this is what we're trained to believe. There is a certain teacher that hands out homework, and if we're not doing everything that's written on this piece of paper, then we're bad. Life doesn't go black and white. Life has a million shades of gray in between, and rainbows and sunshines. Seriously, we cannot think that there is only one thing that is right and only one thing that is wrong. And the fact that we do is just a testimony to how poor, in my opinion, the way that we educate kids is. Because really, if I'm doing my to-do list, I'm good. And if I'm doing anything aside from it, I'm bad. This can be life. This can be right, you know? So first thing is that life isn't black and white. So you can't judge yourself according to that. Second of all, it's all a matter of creating a certain balance. So one thing that this person did that wrote to me the letter is that she has a day that is dedicated for doing stuff that does not generate income. And this is amazing. This is the first thing I would suggest doing, creating a window where you can have this outlet guilt-free, because this is scheduled. It's on your calendar. You're going to be doing it. You know it. This time cannot be given to any other task. So this is A-okay. Now, the second thing that I would suggest doing, if guilt is still remains during the rest of the days, is to figure out why is there a need to do it. Not that I say that you shouldn't be doing creative stuff for yourself, but why does this day not enough? Because if this day isn't enough because you need more outlet, because you feel that this helps you to relax, because you feel that it promotes you as a human being outside of your salary, as outside of your bank account statement, then by all means, create more planned windows of opportunity in your calendar. Maybe half an hour a day, maybe an hour a day, I don't know. But if you're going to be doing it anyways and feeling guilty about it, you might as well put it on your calendar and not feel guilty about it, because you're going to be wasting your time on it anyway. You're going to be investing your time in it. So why not plan it ahead? So this is the first practical tip I would give. Now, the second practical tip I would give is more long-term. I mean, there is a reason that you do this, not just because you're a creative person. I mean, if you're a creative person and you earn money through the same creative doings, why not earn money on them? I mean, there is a reason that you have to separate playtime from work time. Figure out what's so special about it. Do you do something on a different theme? Maybe something that you don't get a chance to work on. Maybe you can try find gigs that allow you to do it. Or maybe you need a separation for you to be able to clear your mind, and then there is a very clear benefit in it. Whatever your why behind doing it is, this is the key to understanding how to solve this situation. Because if you are doing this because you need to clear your head, then this is an actual investment in your future income. If this is something that you're doing because you're trying to signal to yourself that you want to be doing more of that, then you can try and move your career in this direction. Whatever the why is, this is the key here. Now, I do want to mention that whatever your why is, decide on terms that you feel okay with. Decide whether you decide that you're going to be working on it one day a week or 1 hour a day or half a day every day, whatever it is, make sure that this is enough. Make sure that this gives you the satisfaction that you need from doing stuff outside of your career, and make sure that you have enough time for your career. And the only way to do that is to sit down and outline where you want your life to take you. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, in 10 years? What do you see yourself doing? And once you have that, you can calculate how much money you need for it. Maybe you don't need to be working on anything that brings you money more than one day a week. Maybe you need to be working 7 days a week, 24/7. I don't know. Maybe you can't afford a full day of fun, of playtime instead of working, but you need to figure out where you're going and how much money you need for it. And according to the way that you get paid, and I know that sometimes when you're a freelancer, you get paid for a big project every few months, and then you have drier months and you need to really be distributing your income smartly. So you know you, you know your job, you know your bank account. Figure out what you want, how much it costs, what is the best way for you to earn it, and then you can calculate, like, back plan, how much time you have for everything else. And once you do, put it on your calendar and just invest in it, because you're gonna be investing in it anyway. So make sure that it's planned ahead and that you know that everything that you need and everything that you want will be covered. So I hope it answers your question. I hope it was helpful for everyone else out there, because this is something that we all feel, this guilt of doing something not on our to-do list or doing something that we could have taken the same time and invested in it. Everything we do has a reason. Figure out the reason, and then you can make a smart choice about doing it or not doing it. This is everything for today, guys. I want to remind you that if you are looking for something to make your decision-making process easier, you're more than welcome to head over to imjulie.com/cheat sheet. And download your free cheat sheet that will help you make the decision of, is the task crucial or not? Should I be doing it right now or shouldn't I? It's really simple, really quick. It takes 30 seconds and it's completely free. So it's a win-win situation. This is it for today. Please remember that life is so short. So make the most of it. Be productive. I'll see you next time.